Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger, along with Nathan Forlina, day three of our little everyday adventure here. And the ideas just kind of keep popping in. Nathan, I said this earlier in the week that the ability to go from day to day to day and just, you know, shoot across a whole bunch of topics, nonsense, fun, serious. Yesterday was very, very serious. We're not going to be anywhere near that serious today. I'm not calling anybody racist today. So, but it is fun to be able to do this. And like, I told Nathan I was going to surprise him what we were going to talk about here, so you don't have any idea right off the bat.
Not right off the bat, but super awesome. I love how I don't miss a conversation now. There's conversations I would have loved to have in the past, but you don't want to try to get 2 days out of it because people, you know, repetitive and stuff like that. So super excited. Great day of sports yesterday as well. It was an awesome evening of sports, but moving on to today, hopefully it's as good as yesterday, and then we can have some great conversations as well today.
So. We have some fun stuff. Kind of what we'll do is maybe have one sports topic, one kind of fun topic in general, and I texted Nathan what we were going to talk about earlier. But then I saw this news a couple hours ago, and I'm fascinated by this, all right? Starting next year, there are going to be no more pennies made in this country. And that is so long overdue. If you're out there and you got a bunch of pennies, all right, you're wasting your time. I can't stand pennies. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. Maybe there was a point in time when things used to cost 8 cents. Nothing cost a penny anymore. So to me, this is like 30 years overdue that our country is finally going to stop making pennies.
Well, from working in retail and working at Martin's for a while, I'll tell you what, people do like their pennies. They pay with their pennies.
Crazy people.
And I get it.
People come in and pay pennies?
Maybe not, 400 pennies, but you got people like...
So, like, somebody's paying, like, $2.12. They're bringing 212 pennies.
Maybe not 212, but there might be 52 pennies you got to count out and make sure that...
I've been there. I was there when I was 11, okay? But who's carrying around 52 pennies?
I personally am not. I have them in a jar at my house that eventually will be cashed in at some point.
See,
I'm
first
not
of all,
around.
Here's why. I don't even have my wallet. 90% of the time, if you see me, I don't have my wallet. So don't rob Corey's
wallet.
I don't have a wallet. I actually have a few dollars in my wallet. Now, most of the time, I have none. I have my phone. I pay everything on my phone. I've got my credit cards on the phone. I've got Apple Pay on the phone. So this concept, I'm hip. I'm with
hip.
I'm hip, man.
Okay.
I this concept of, one, carrying cash, period, is kind of silly to me. But two, pennies are again, 30 years ago maybe, but nobody out there realistically uses pennies. And I guess we found out a few months ago that it costs more for our government to make pennies than they're actually worth.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I don't carry coins on me. I throw coins in like my console in my car.
Exactly.
And there's a couple over there.
Every now and then something will cost you $1.04 or whatever. Not anymore. Now it's $1.06. But you'll find the 4 pennies.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, thank God I got rid of those 4 pennies, so they're not taking.
Yeah, it helps with that. And then you got a homeless man heckling you, and you kind of toss him a couple as well. So it's.
Wait a minute. Did you just tell me that you're giving homeless man pennies?
I give whatever's in the cons. If there's like 25 cents,
okay.
I'll flip it.
Because that would make you an awful human being.
Oh, well, I could just completely ignore them. Some people don't.
I think homeless men might rather be ignored than for you to give them 7 pennies. Am I wrong? Now, if it's 57 pennies, I don't know, but if you're throwing pennies at a homeless man, I would see them throw them back at you.
Hey, listen, let's run the scenario. You give them 10 pennies, they get that from 10 different people. That's, what, 2 hot dogs at Sheetz or something like that? That might fill up.
Oh, pennies for the homeless people.
Any bit helps. I don't have to give them anything.
I guess, but... Man, I could just see homeless people like, what the hell am I going to do with this?
Hey,
I'm not 4. I can't go buy a piece of candy.
They better be grateful. I'm 20 years old. I don't got if I decide to give them 23 cents in pennies, be grateful with it.
We got a lot to talk about today. Tomorrow, okay, by the way, just so everybody is clear, We will not have a live show tomorrow. Neither Nathan nor I will be here. I got to go buy a car, so Nathan won't be here. But for all of you that are coming to our listener appreciation dinner, that is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Hosses in Duncansville. We got a couple dozen people that are going to be showing up. Really appreciate everybody for helping make this happen. We've been talking about this for a couple years now, so we're going to make it happen. Nathan will be there. My family will be there. We'll have a lot of fun. 6 o'clock. It is. I have to keep reminding everybody this. It is BYOB. All right. So you can bring your beer or wine or whatever you want. All the food's paid for. Beverages are paid for. All that stuff. But if you want to bring your own BYOB, I just want to make sure everybody is aware. You cannot give any to Nathan. You will go to jail. All right. If you try to give BYOB to Nathan, he's only 20, then you'll get arrested.
I don't think there's any 2 and 3 beers around here, whatever they were called.
Three and two beers. I still don't know what that relates to.
Only in Minnesota as of this moment. So
we'll see everybody there tomorrow night. And look, I already got people calling in here. I got to give you my question of the day, real quick. This is here's my question. Everybody ready for this? If I were to give you free tickets to a Pirates game, would you go? I'm going to give you 2 or 4 free tickets to a Pirates game. And I'm going to ask you point blank, be perfectly honest. Now, I'm not talking if you live in Pittsburgh and you're just driving 10 minutes away. You live here. You live Altoona, Central Pennsylvania. So you got to spend the gas. You got to pay the gas to go over there.
Parking.
You got to pay the parking.
Food.
Got to pay
beer.
The food. So if the reason and I'm going to throw one caveat. Paul Skeens is not pitching.
Okay.
Paul Skeens is not pitching. If I give you free tickets to a Pirates game and Paul Skeens, would you go? I had this happen a couple years ago. We went. We had free tickets courtesy of the radio station. I ended up spending $100. We left in like the 6th, 7th inning. We stood in line for 45 minutes to get ice cream cones that were $14 a piece.
I'm going to venture that, yes, this is your last time at PNC Park since then.
Yes, I've not been. For us to wait 45 minutes for ice cream cones, what would you guess the crowd was that day?
I'm going to guess about 12,000.
It was 10,000. Well, I'm surprised you guessed so low.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have to wait for if you got 30,000 people in the ballpark, I could see waiting 45 minutes for ice cream cones. All right. There were 10,000 people there. We went in the 4th inning. We got done in the 6th inning, 7th inning, whatever. And finally, after we got our ice cream cones, I'm like, screw this. We're leaving. I'm just done with it. But my bottom line, and I am completely serious here, I would not give a penny to their cheapskate owner. For me, part of what I'm talking about here is not just the fun of would you go to a Pirates game. The ballpark is gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. But for me, on principle, I'm not giving that son of a bitch a penny.
Well, luckily we won't be making them next year.
So. Not a penny. Well, oh, and if I had one, I'd give it to the homeless guy. But you understand what I'm telling you? The only way... I have come to believe it. The only way Bob Nutting will ever sell the Pirates is if all of you just boycott them. You can't give them a penny. I'm going to give you free tickets. Yeah, you go to the ballpark. You're going to spend $100. Parking's 20. Ice cream cones are 14 apiece. You're going to get some sodas and $100. And how much of that $100 goes to Bob Nutting? If a penny goes to him, it's too much. So that's my question. I'm completely honest about this. If I'm going to give you free tickets to a game, would you go, Nathan?
In most scenarios, I would not go, probably, because you're hiking 2 hours out there to go to the ballpark.
It's a long day.
It's a long day.
You're going to spend the money there.
The only caveat is if it's a player team I really want to see, if the Dodgers are maybe out there, for example, that might be...
Correct.
That might be an interest to me.
You're still giving money to Bob Nutting.
I'd still give
money...
Well... I probably just won't eat there, to be honest. I'll probably get something beforehand and go in. I mean, you got to park and stuff, but I'll pay the $20 there.
I'm just a big believer that enough is enough. The only way to end this hell is to boycott.
I agree, because there's no point of him selling the team if he's going to make money.
Nope.
He's making money hand over fist.
Have their average attendance be 2,500 a night.
He's still making money.
He might, but...
He will not sell the team unless it turns red, and it probably will not turn red.
Tonight, the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to make Major League history. They have not scored more than 4 runs for 26 consecutive games. That ties the all-time modern Major League record set a few times. So if they don't score more than 4 runs tonight against the Brewers, they will have the longest streak in the history of Major League Baseball modern era of not scoring more than 4 runs.
That is so putrid.
It's absolutely pathetic. And Bob Nutting, before the season, told the Pittsburgh media, "We think we've done enough with this team. Now they've got to go out and execute." Bull crap. You give me free tickets to a Pirates game, I'd throw them away rather than give Bob Nutting another penny. Dan, what's going on, buddy?
25 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, Dan, you've been counting this down for weeks.
Since it got announced.
Oh, ever since you mentioned the get-together, I've been psyched about this.
I got an RSVP today because I had a hard time reaching Jim, our number 10 caller. He's RSVP. So only but 2 of our top 10 callers are coming. Robin Bedford, who's actually waiting on the phone, he can't make it because he's got a family function. And then I think there's one other person, Jason, on the road that it's not. But I think everybody else is coming, and then a handful of others. So we're going to have a good turnout.
Now, how about the fellow that threw something at the TV after...
That's Jim.
Is he coming? Yeah,
that's the one I just heard. I heard from a family member today. He's coming.
He's coming?
Yep.
Okay, now, did you make arrangements so we could hear from Clarkster?
I did not. Maybe I'll get a phone number and he can give us a call and...
get a FaceTime.
And he can sing the national anthem.
or something like that. Now, Corey... Now, I'll pick a penny up off the street.
So will I.
Free money's money.
Money, I'm not going to pass up a penny. Find a penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck. I'm not dumb enough to not pick up a penny.
Okay, now what?
I just don't know how to spend it.
Now, the dress is casual, right?
A black tie, man.
Suits.
No, I'm...
Suits and dresses.
You wear whatever you want. As long as you wear clothes, Dan, we're good.
Well, I wear clothes, but that's a fact, and I'll dress up a little bit better than a bum.
Dan, if I gave you free tickets to a Pirates game, would you go?
No,
absolutely. Very good. Thank
Simple
you,
as that. Simple Appreciate as that.
Jerry and Bellwood, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know, Clarkster can sing the national anthem. There's just some people I wouldn't want to sing it. I'm not going to mention any names, but
it's always getting in digs.
I got an educated guess.
Getting in digs. You know what I was thinking of today, Jerry? Give me a second here. Gunter Gleben Glafen Globen. You know that from
so we got Def Leppard one, we got the Offspring one.
Both, right? Yeah. So I was
there's
thinking
another
about,
one. I can't remember
because Def Leppard.
So.
I was listening to Def Leppard earlier today, and then Gunter
Gleben. Rock of Ages?
Yeah, Rock of Ages. Yeah, it means nothing. Thing whatsoever. I just wanted to
Something
sing that.
German,
I just wanted
right?
to sing that a little bit to get okay. under Jerry's skin.
Hey, you know, I think we can agree that winning is the bottom line of sports, right? I mean, professional sports, well, any sport, any level of sports. I remember watching kids' games, and you know, where they didn't keep the adults didn't keep score, but the kids knew who won. So. I mean, winning, especially in professional sports, is what it all boils down to. You would agree?
I do agree, but Bob Nutting doesn't agree. And I don't think professional sports owners agree. I think that they are trying to make money.
There's probably 20% of the owners legitimately care about
in all sport. Maybe to that might be a reasonable number. Maybe 20 to 30.
I guess about a third of it.
But I would guess there's a gigantic percentage of owners in professional sports
that
don't care.
Especially in Major League Baseball, when you don't need to spend a certain amount of money. There's plenty of owners that do not care about spending the money and keeping it in their pockets.
You know what's interesting too, Jerry? You might find this. It's not like all professional sports owners are just unbelievably rich, okay? Look, rich is a relative thing. You give me $50 million, I'm rich forever, so is my family. But in terms of this stuff and values, you know, if you look at the number of sports owners that are billionaires, okay, most of them might be billionaires, but they're low billionaires, $1 or $2 billion, okay? I think Jerry Jones is worth like $13 billion. Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, I think he's worth like $70 billion or something. But my point with this is, as silly as it sounds, you don't have a bunch. You don't have Elon Musk and Mark and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg are owning teams. These guys that have $200 to $300 billion, they wouldn't care at all if they lost $500 million a year on a sports. You see what I'm getting at? So I just wonder sometimes with these owners, again, like a Bob Nutting, they're still cutting costs. They're still concerned about profit and everything. Maybe you should have a minimum of you have to have $10 billion before you can own a sports franchise.
Mark Cuban would sweep up the Pirates in a minute if they went up for sale. That's a guy who's got a lot of money that would be willing to shell out. And
Jerry, would you take the tickets to go watch the Pirates?
No. Let me continue with my thought, because this is going to continue an argument that you and I have had, Corey, about things changing in sports, especially, particularly baseball. You know, a couple years ago, we said the running backs in the NFL were dead as far as their importance. And look what Barkley did. It turned that perception all the way around. And I think that if you had a baseball owner that would have the courage to put together a team similar to, let's say, the Big Red Machine or whatever, and you started winning games and winning lots of games, I think you would see, because, again, I do think winning is the bottom line. If you gave any of these owners, or especially the fans, all the fans, a choice between having a winning team or not, I mean, they're going to love having a winning team because they're going to even make more money. So I think that if they would put together, I think a team like the Big Red Machine or some of the old Orioles teams or the Pirates, you know, teams, that weren't hitting, you know, swinging for the fences all the time that we talk about a lot.
About money, because that's what the Dodgers do. The Dodgers are every bit as good or better than the Big Red Machine or any of those teams you mentioned.
Dodgers is the greatest team maybe we've ever seen.
Because the collection, but it's cost them a lot of money. Your point is this. Uh-huh. Put together a team of a bunch of really, really good, solid, fundamental players that are not necessarily Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge. Is that right?
Yeah, including pitchers, right.
Yeah. But your scenario is still going to cost a ton of money. I mean, it's still going to cost a ton of money.
No, I'm not talking about what you pay in salaries. I'm talking about they would start winning a lot of games.
Yeah,
you know, if they were
But what's going to happen is after 2 years – half of those players are going to get traded, or they're going to be free agents, and they're going to go sign their $600 million contract somewhere else.
No, you're missing my point. My point is that I would think you would see the philosophy of baseball change, where I don't think you would necessarily see pitchers all having to throw 100 miles an hour, and all the batters would have to be swinging for the fences. I think you would see those fundamentals change, and I think because they would be winning, and winning is the bottom line with sports.
I don't like to say this because it's really a cop out, and I do apologize because you're bringing up a topic that is fascinating to me. But we're just gonna have to agree to disagree. I just disagree with everything you're saying, because none of what you're saying would make sense logistically in terms of keeping that kind of team together for three, four, five, six years. Because they're all gonna leave for free agency, Jerry. They're all going to leave, no matter who
How can the Dodgers do it?
Because they signed guys to $700 million.
Whenever you're throwing the bag at someone, when you're the highest bidder.
Tyler Glasnow's making $400 million for the Dodgers. Right. He's their number four or five pitcher.
Why couldn't the Dodgers put together a team like that?
They can, and they will. Because if there's one team that can do it, it's the Dodgers. Because the Dodgers have like $700 million in TV revenue or something crazy. So, but the reason I don't think what you're saying could happen would be because there's no loyalty to organizations anymore. There's loyalty to people who want to go sign their contracts somewhere else and get whatever they
can. You didn't have the turnover in the big red machine,
right,
Jerry.
Right, you didn't have the turnover, right. You might be a
yeah,
look, quite frankly, Jerry, the Oakland A's did what you're talking about. The Oakland A's right. for 15 years did what right. you're talking about. You know what the Oakland A's are doing right now? They're playing in a minor league stadium until 2027.
But even if the players moved on to free agency, that philosophy would continue that singles hitters could make it and pitchers like Greg Maddux could win. Whether they're playing, whether they went to free agency and went from whatever team to whatever other team they went to, it would change the philosophy of baseball.
Let me say this. I wish you were right. And again, we are just going. I wish you were right. I think you're 1,000,000,000% wrong because the more guys throw 100 miles an hour, the more you need the big crack of the home run, the big splash. You can't put together the math, the science, the analytics, all the, you can't put together the kind of offensive surges and big innings you need with a bunch of singles. For me to score three runs with singles, I probably need six of them.
You would need nine of Luis Urias's on your field.
I need six base hits off Paul Skeens throwing 101 to get three runs versus you give me one error, a walk, and a three-run jack. And we've only gotten one hit off Paul Skeens, but we got our three runs. That's what the nerds are going to tell you. That's what the science is going to tell you. The harder these guys throw, the more difficult it is to put together a big inning, and all of these people are looking for big innings.
Well, yeah, but you're also losing the fans.
I agree with that.
And if you did what I'm saying and your teams were winning, you'd be putting fans in the seats. And
did you ever listen to Joe? Man, I'm telling you, Jerry brings up. Did you ever listen to Joe Shuda when Joe Shuda was on the air for a long, long time?
A wee little bit. Not
okay.
Much.
Joe Shuda used to have on Dr. Mike Marshall. Not Mike Marshall, the Dodgers hitter from the 80s, but Dr. Mike Marshall, the pitcher from the 60s and 70s. He won the Cy Young as a reliever. I think he threw 120 innings one year as a relief pitcher, which is so ungodly to believe. Dr. Mike Marshall has the craziest theories on pitching baseball that you'll ever see. He thinks you have to completely redo the entire pitching mechanic and all of these things because it'll save arms. He was a kinesiology expert. It would save everything. And quite frankly, Jerry, you know what? He's probably right. 40 years later, he's probably still right. And you know how many people he ever convinced to go along with him? Zero. So to do what you're talking about would be like parting the Red Sea. It would take miracles for people to agree. Even let me say this, Jerry. Even if you're right, and I believe Greg Maddux is the greatest pure pitcher of all time, even if you're right, you're not going to get people to agree with you because there's too much money involved.
Well, you're right. We're not going to agree on this one.
All right. I love it. Let's continue another day, buddy.
All right.
946-0435. We'll take one more, Rob in Bedford. What's going on, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
All right, man.
Oh, well, now I heard the four pennies comment, and I was like, man, I was like, I think the generation gap's shining through already. But what would you do, Corey? What would you do if I'm like 30 years younger than you, and I smell good, and I have a $1,400 cell phone in my left hand, and you're like, oh, thank God, a donation, and I drop four pennies in your lap, man. You're going to come at me with everything that made you mad up until that point.
You'd be grateful. They don't got to give you jack squat.
That's right. You're talking about the homeless guy. If you give a homeless guy four or six pennies, he might fight you.
Square up.
You don't want to poke at someone that has nothing to lose. I put it that way.
That's true. That's true.
That's right.
But no, about the Pirates and the super team. I only heard half of the call. Was he saying put together something big and go in for 1 year?
No,
he's saying put together an average team.
No, what Jerry's talking about is changing baseball completely. What Jerry's talking about is getting rid of all of this home run or nothing stuff and going back to the way baseball used to be in the 70s or 80s.
Singles hitters.
Where you had singles hitters, doubles hitters, stolen bases, station-to-station baseball.
Small ball.
Fundamentals,
small ball.
Playing it the right way. Look, I love it. That's the way I grew up. I truly do wish what Jerry's saying would happen, but it won't. It won't. Not with, again, this is the big game changer. Greg Maddux threw 90. Jamie Moyer pitched in the big leagues for 75 years, throwing 84 miles an hour. Okay, that's all gone. Okay. No, everybody nowadays, if you don't throw 95, you don't get looked at. Guys in the big leagues throw 98 to 100, 101. If you just play it out statistically over thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of at-bats, every analytic would tell you if you don't. It's like blackjack. Rob, you play blackjack, right?
I used to. I not much anymore.
If I play 100 hands of blackjack, just $10 a hand. Over time, I might get up $50, $70, down $50, $70. I'm going to stay within a range. The only way to win at blackjack is to catch a handful of gigantic hands. All right, I'm going to go in $50 on this hand. Well, now I got an 8 and a 3 against the dealer 6. So I'm going to double down, and I need a 10, and I get a 10. Now I got 21, and I just turned my $50 into $100. That's how you win at blackjack. You will not win at blackjack just playing $10 every single hand and never doing anything differently. The only way you win is if you throw in big, you catch a flyer. This is the same with sports betting. If you bet 1,000 times in sports betting at the VIG at minus 110, 120, 130, you're going to lose.
You have no chance.
You have no chance.
No prayer.
But if you catch one parlay at plus 600, and you win a grand, now you've just covered enough of your loss. And that's what baseball is. That's what the home run is. If you're just going up against 102-mile-an-hour pitchers, if you're going up there looking for a bunch of singles, you're just going to – it's going to eat you up over time unless you can get a handful of three-run homers.
I got a Jamie Moyer reference in a second, but I'll tell you how you don't play blackjack, and that's how Danny DeVito played it in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Remember? Hit me. You got Tony Sloan! So he hit him anyway, lost.
I love that movie.
I actually have never seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo. I know. I'm ashamed.
That's one of my top 10 movies.
I'm ashamed,
right there.
Actually.
It is so good.
I have to agree with your new hire. That is a top
That is an
movie.
Excellent. That is one of the most underrated movies from the 70s.
I'm going to give you free tickets to the Pirates, man. You go.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to thank you profusely for such a kind gesture, and I'm a stickler about interrupting, but I would probably interrupt you, and I'd say, listen, man, that game might be 3 weeks out. You're going to have a hell of a time giving these away. I don't want to waste any more of your time, so keep hitting those streets.
I thought what you'd say is I'm going to go sell them to somebody. You might
get $5.
You get something.
You're having trouble giving them away. Who am I going to sell?
Exactly.
Them to?
Skeens is not pitching.
Guess what? Andrew Heaney's on the bump. Who wants
right,
to go watch
thanks,
him?
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
I like Andrew Heaney, but
it's spring. And time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 Fifth Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
So we had our pennies discussion, and Nathan and I, neither one of us would take the free Pirates tickets. Now, my reasoning is very specific, because I'm not going to support in any way, shape, or form, basically forever, Bob Nutting. So That's my specific reason. The ballpark is still gorgeous, okay? You're still going to have a good time socially, but on principle, I think the only way anything will ever change is if the city of Pittsburgh rises up with a collective middle finger and everybody just boycotts.
It will not happen.
It will not happen.
And I wish it did, because that is the only way things would change, because otherwise, you're not forcing his hand at all, Bob Nutting's hand. He can do whatever he wants. He is not going to sell the team. So I guess what we got to get used to, unless we decide to rebel. And I guess what the A's did sort of last year, you know what their owner said? All right, we're heading out to Vegas. So I don't know what the solution is.
946-0435. Okay, so here's the deal. And I don't always think too far ahead with what we're doing, because I am kind of a day-to-day part. But we're not going to be here Monday either, because of Memorial Day. So we won't be live tomorrow, because I got a personal thing. I got to go get a car. And then Monday is Memorial Day. So Nathan said, you got a nice four day weekend here. This is pretty good.
Yeah, Corey's pumped about it. I mean, he said he's been moving around pretty much every day for
I'm excited.
2-3 weeks now. So yeah, get a couple days off for you, let you rest up, and we'll be back
I feel like, and this is one of those things that you have no idea what I'm talking about, but put it in the vault, and in 30 years you're gonna say Corey was right. You do get to a point in life where you just start getting worn down so much more than you ever did by anything before. Now, everybody's got different. I played sports very competitively my whole life. I do remember getting a little bit of a back tweak at 29 years old, and it not going away immediately. Okay. I remember that.
Okay,
that's I was still able to play sports for another 15 years, but that was the first time in my life I ever like pulled something that's like, I'm fine. Well, no, it wasn't. It actually lingered for a little bit. And then, you know, around 42, 44, you start to hit a little. Well, now at 50, I'm telling you, I feel so old, because if I can go to bed at 9:45 at night, I will. That was never the case before. So I just feel like I feel like my life is – I'm kind of winding down, even though I'm only 51.
I think physically I'm not winding down quite yet, but I think mentally there's times where I just kind of like are just burnt out of stuff, especially like when it came to working, like, you know, I'm going to say a normal job. This isn't, you know, what most people do, but like a retail job and stuff like that. You get burnt out so quick when it's the same thing.
Yeah, meaningful jobs.
And like this is completely different, because it's not the same thing every day. We're talking about something different every single day.
You've heard me say I look forward to this hour, because this is – you know, I'm obviously a high energy person. We have fun. We can talk about all kinds of different things. And so you got to be mentally sharp to do this. Whether you like what I say or not, or agree or disagree, I'm talking for an hour about a bunch
of
different.
It's not easy.
You got to be prepared. You can work at your retail job, and quite frankly, you can zone out like Peter on Office Space.
Yeah,
I get in.
That's pretty much how it was.
I kind of just stare at my desk for 15 minutes.
That's what it's like in classes for me. I'm not gonna lie.
And the two Bobs are like, well, he goes, yeah. Bob, I probably do about 15 minutes of real, actual hard work a week.
Office Space is such a good movie, too. That's a good movie. I love the guy with the stapler.
We are going to talk movies in 1 second because I'm not going to be here tomorrow, and I've got a very, 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 very special thing circled on my calendar tomorrow after the dinner, our listener dinner. So I'll tell you what we're doing here in a second. Byron, what's up, buddy?
You know, Corey, I'm very late calling in. I just called in the last 5 minutes. I mean, I turned you on just the last 5 minutes.
Here's my question. Did you hear my question about the Pirates?
Well, I didn't hear the question, but go ahead. What's the question?
I'm going to give you free tickets. Are you going to go? Now, look, you got to be in Altoona. You can't be in Pittsburgh and just hop over in 10 minutes, and Paul Skeens is not pitching. But if you go, you're gonna have to pay for parking.
Let me say so.
You have to pay for parking. You have to pay for food. You're gonna be out $100. Would you take the free tickets?
The answer is going to be probably not. Now let me say this: I have tickets July 23rd when I come home, and what I'm doing, I have a little boy in sixth grade. It's a big Pirate fan back there. He doesn't have a father. He's a avid Pirate fan. I got tickets to take him, and I want to give him the opportunity. That what you said when I turned on, you're going to be shocked when I say this. I agree with you. The ballpark should be boycotted. It is a disgrace when I read how they're losing games and what is going on. And you know, Corey, you're in a more Pirate fan than I am. I've watched every game, and I had partial season tickets. I drove back and forth all the time. It's a disgrace what's going on. That's all I can say. So in that point, I agree with you.
Right. So to go and enjoy with a young person, we took our kids. And that's where it hits you at the heartstrings, because there are still so many great things about Major League Baseball and taking your kids and families and memories and all these things. I'm on the other side of it now, though. I don't necessarily need to do that kind of stuff. So for me, it really comes down to a matter of principle. Under no scenario, am I ever going to give them another penny?
Well, one thing that you might be surprised, well, you got to know this, Corey. You get down and see the Miami Marlins as bad as they are. Look at the price of their tickets. Let's go to the Mets game. Look at the price of the tickets. Let's go to most major league ballparks and look at the price.
Mm-hmm.
We at least go see major league teams play against the AAA team, and we don't have to pay that much.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to go watch the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Cubs or the Phillies or the Red Sox, come to PNC Park. You know what you're doing? You're having fun. You're making memories, but you're still giving money to Bob Nutting.
Well, let me say this to you. Would you trade Skeens now?
Okay.
That's a good question, isn't it?
It's a great question.
The answer is no. And I will take a lot of. I think I'm the first person in the damn country to bring this up. I brought this up 4 weeks ago. 3.5 weeks before Jeff Passan did.
Well, think about it. What happens? Look what just happened in our last picture.
Here's why
Tommy
I wouldn't.
John surgery.
Here's why I wouldn't do it. Here's why I wouldn't. Uh-huh. Here's the very, very, very specific reason why I wouldn't do it. And I'm not sure, Nathan, I've really even mentioned this a whole lot yet. All things being equal, if I could get 2 to 3 everyday players and a pitcher, I would trade him right now, today. All things being equal. However, I do not trust that Ben Charrington and his people would do the proper evaluation in getting the right return. You follow what I'm saying?
They would snap at the first deal that comes to their table.
Very good point.
If they had better people in charge, Like, if they had smarter people, if they had Billy Beane from the A's or something in charge, I definitely would trade Paul Skeens. But I don't trust that Ben Cherington would get the right value.
Good point. Got to agree with you.
I
hate agreeing with you, Corey.
Why is that? I'm good. I love agreeing with you, Byron.
I know, really. And I'm heartsick over it. But now I'm at the age of 78 now, Corey, that all of a sudden, if they lose a baseball team, which would be devastating to Pittsburgh, it really would be. But I'm not going to miss them.
That's one of the craziest stats I can tell you. Paul Skeens has started 10 games this year, Byron. Yeah. You know how many of those 10 games the Pirates have won?
One.
Three.
Two.
Three.
Three.
So
yeah,
you've got the best young pitcher in baseball, and you can't win with him. And he only plays every 5 days.
He's a 2.44 ERA, and
right.
You can't win with him.
You can't win with him. He only plays 5 days. So, I mean, yeah. Hey, Byron, good to hear from you, man. 946-0435. Nebraska man, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Just listening to you guys here on the show here today. It's getting pretty exciting.
If we gave you Pirates tickets, would you go over there?
No.
Flat out simple.
But I'll tell you what I would do, though. If you gave me Pirate tickets, I would turn around and sell them to somebody.
That's what I said to Rob earlier. You could at least make something.
Make a quick buck. Give them to the homeless person.
Nathan's throwing pennies. Nate, what's worse? What's worse, man? You're throwing pennies at the homeless guy first. Now you're throwing Pirates tickets at the guy. This guy's going to kill you.
This guy's going to hate me. I got my tires going to
slide. This homeless person is going to think that you're a horrible human. You think you're doing him a favor, and he's going to think you're a horrible human being.
Hey, I want to comment about last night's NBA game.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Electric.
You know what? I'll tell you what. How can a professional team that's in the playoffs to beat the
Celtics.
They're up 9 points with 52 seconds left. Nine. Now, all they have to do is keep them away from the three-pointer. Just foul them. They could run 10 seconds, foul them. Don't let them shoot three-pointers. Let them shoot foul shots because they got to turn around and foul you back. And what do? They let that guy get down and shoot five threes. That coach for the New York Knicks shouldn't be allowed in Madison Square Garden for the rest of his life.
It is insane, and I just
– tough game.
This is back-to-back years that Thibodeau feels like this team is kind of just non the same – conditioning
but
caliber.
They had just done this to the Celtics twice.
Yes.
Overcoming the 20-point.
Yeah.
Let me throw this stat out because this will absolutely, truly blow your mind. So in the history of the NBA playoffs, okay? In the history of the NBA playoffs, when a team is trailing by 7 points with 50 seconds to go, seven or more with 50 seconds to go, all time in the history of the NBA playoffs, the team's record is 4-1700. Okay? So in the history of the NBA playoffs, when a team is trailing by 7 or more points with 50 seconds to go, the record is 4 wins and like 1,702 losses. 3 of those wins have been by the Indiana Pacers this year.
Bucks, Cavs, now Knicks.
Right. So they were down 3. Again, you hear what I'm saying? 4-1700 forever. And 3 of them have happened in the last month. That's insane.
Well, the one stat had zero wins and 1,414 losses.
I think that was 14 points with 3 minutes left in
the game. Yeah, so there's another one. There you go.
There's another one there, too. But I got to ask you guys a question here. I'm hearing through the grapevines, but do you think that Pittsburgh will trade their all-star pitcher before the all-star game?
No, he's not getting traded. I can make a baseball case for it. I can make a baseball case against it. There's no PR case to be made if they traded Paul Skeens.
I think Pittsburgh would riot.
I think the entire baseball world, I think that they would force the Pirates to be sold and or moved. And so I think the backlash to that would be so great that there's no way the Pirates could ever overcome that. Even if I can make it, if I can get three players and a pitcher for him that can help me more than a guy that pitches every fifth day and you lose with him anyway, I just don't. I think the optics of that would be about as bad as we've ever seen in the history of the game.
All right. Corey, I'm going to leave here, but hey, I'm not going to get stoned tomorrow night when I come out there, am I?
Not if you're, as long as you're not wearing 1994 Nebraska National Championship gear.
Please show up in that. I want to see the reaction, Nebraska man. That'd be great.
Oh, wait till you see what I'm wearing tomorrow.
He's got something up his sleeve, it sounds like.
He's been wearing Tom Osborne and Tommy Frazier gear.
All right,
he's going to come up in a Nebraska mascot. He's got the whole get up. That's how he's going to come. I hope so.
All right, we'll get back to the phone lines after the break.
Team Penske, along with drivers and champions Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney, were honored by the city of Mooresville, North Carolina this week. The team currently employs 450 people at their Mooresville race shop, and 24 of 47 championships have come from that building. Some employees not in attendance were the most recent firings of longtime IndyCar team president Tim Cindric, Austin's dad, managing director Ron Rozewski, and general manager Kyle Moyer over their massive IndyCar scandal that could date back to last year's Indy 500 winner. Team owner Roger Penske had to release a statement saying, quote, "Nothing is more important than the integrity of our sport and our race teams. We have had organizational failures during the last 2 years, and we had to make necessary changes. I apologize to our fans, our partners, and our organization for letting them down," end quote. Just a side note, Roger Penske owns the IndyCar Series as well as the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Storylines to watch heading into this massive weekend of racing. Formula One is at Monaco, early U.S. time, of course. The Indianapolis 500 with NASCAR champion Kyle Larson racing, along with Jimmy Johnson pacing the field in the double-seat IndyCar with passenger Tom Brady. Johnson will make his 700th career Cup Series start that evening at Charlotte in the Coca-Cola 600, which is NASCAR's longest race of the season, a test of man and machine. You're on the final lap.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
I like this bumper music, the Blink 182.
Blink 182. I was thinking to myself, whenever you're singing the Rock of Ages thing, I think my mind goes more to the Offspring song than...
Really?
Def Leppard one.
Unter Glieben, Glauben, Globen.
I don't know if
I go more with the Def Leppard.
I don't know if it's because right after that, the Offspring's like the drum beat's super fast and like I can hear that like more vividly in my mind than just like the was like almost like a cowbell clinging for the Def Leppard one. But I probably go to the Offspring one. Pretty fly for
all right, guys, good so. Stuff. Nice.
Maybe it's the generation, but I guess I wasn't born in 98.
You know what else
so.
Is pretty fly?
What's pretty fly?
A J.M. Boswell Piper cigar.
Of course, you can check them out. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. Hey, listen, we need them for tomorrow, so come on out. Everybody bring their J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars to Hosses. They're always open online, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars, and open select hours during the week. And make sure you check them out. J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars, our presenting sponsor. Shout out to you guys.
All right, Bob in Altoona. What's going on, my man?
Hey, Courtney. How you doing, guys?
All right, pal.
Hey, I don't know if you caught it a few nights ago when the Pirates were playing the Reds. Lodolo from the Reds was pitching against the left-hander, and John Wehner mentioned that he was a, I believe he said a first or second round draft pick of the Pirates out of high school, but he didn't sign with the Pirates. And I'm thinking, well, why didn't he tell us why he didn't sign? Was it because of the money? You know, he went to Vanderbilt. And I'm thinking, well, I guess because Wehner, you know, is working for the Pirates, he couldn't really maybe say that. Would that be right?
I don't. You know what, Bob?
Nick Lodolo is an excellent pitcher. I didn't know he signed.
Do you know the story?
I don't know the story.
I don't know the story. I really don't.
Let me see if I can look
it up.
You
sure he was first or? Because typically, guys in the first or second. What's his name again?
Nick Lodolo.
We'll Google it here. Usually, first and second round guys. Bob, they will sign.
That's a lot of money.
That's a ton of money. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure he said he was like a first or second.
Let me look. Yeah, he drafted by the Pirates in the first round, 41st overall in 2016.
The Pirates must not have given him the money.
Well, here's – okay, now we're talking a little something different. The 41st pick, he ended up being the 7th pick by the Reds in 2019. Couple things here, probably his people probably knew he could go better than the 41st pick. That would be my best. Without knowing his story,
there's big guys. Like Kyler Murray turned down. He was the 15th overall pick, I think, for the Athletics. Like if you're not in the top five and you have a bigger upside, usually people will turn it down.
Yeah, and he was coming out of high school. He probably wanted to go to college, went to TCU, and probably figured, like, hey, I'm going to go there, enjoy college, and get more money a couple years later.
Okay, just to switch sports. I don't know if you saw what T.J. McConnell had 10 last night for Indianapolis. Pittsburgh boy, Duquesne Pittsburgh boy.
I didn't see his stat line. What T.J. do?
T.J. McConnell had 10 points.
The guy is the ultimate gamer. T.J. McConnell, the fact that he's still in the NBA for 10 years is unbelievable.
I love watching the kids.
He's unbelievable.
T.J. McConnell in the bubble.
He's an unbelievable role player. For the NBA. I mean, he has turned that into, if I had to guess, T.J. McConnell's made $100 million in the NBA.
Let's take a peek.
So, glad you brought that up. We'll Google that. Nathan's doing T.J. McConnell's salary. I got a fun topic I want to get to here as we close things up after the break. I wanted to get to it a lot earlier, but we had too much other good stuff. So we'll be right back after this.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Ready for a spring road trip? Well, make sure your vehicle is ready too. First, take a trip to Russell Tire in Altoona or to Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg for their spring savings special. Get lube, oil, and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brake inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for just $59.99. And to help you stay cool and comfortable on that road trip, take advantage of their air conditioning performance check for only $59.99. Be ready for the road this spring with a trip to Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
If this is the year you buy equipment from the Kubota family, it's time to meet the McCoy family from McCoy's Lawn and Garden.
For over 40 years, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has been a trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA. Why Kubota? It's simple. Kubota has a track record of durable and dependable equipment, state-of-the-art features, and something for everyone. Kubota offers the model, attachments, and implements you need, regardless of the job. And on top of all of this, you get the support of amazing dealers like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing your lawn, tackling summer projects around your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and so much more. Follow the orange glow to McCoy's Lawn and Garden and check them out for yourself. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. Visit McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
All right, we're gonna have to do this a little bit more for next week, because this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. So tomorrow, after our listener appreciation dinner, I am going to watch the final installment of the Mission Impossible series with Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible is my all-time favorite movie series. I kid you not. This is part eight. I love the Mission Impossible movies. They are unbelievably entertaining. I love Tom Cruise. He's my favorite actor. You cannot like Tom Cruise for Scientology or whatever the hell you... I got 35, 40 films deep of Tom Cruise stuff that I can watch, from Jerry Maguire to Vanilla Sky to Made in America to all the Mission Impossibles, Born on the 4th of July. So we're going to do this a little bit more next week, Nathan, about what's your favorite movie series.
Favorite movie series.
You got one?
Yeah, there's a difference between my favorite and the best, in my opinion. My favorite movie series is probably Halloween. I think it's...
Okay.
I love Halloween.
Don't those fall apart like 4, 5, 6, Danielle Harris and all them?
The reboot back in... It was probably the 90s when it got rebooted with H2O and all that stuff.
So you're talking those, the Josh Hartnett one, and those, they reimagined everything, right?
Those like three movies right there were not the best, but then you get into the Rob Zombie ones I thought were pretty good.
Part one especially. But that's your favorite.
That's my favorite.
What do you think the best movie series is?
I think it's hard not to deny Star Wars. I'm not a huge fan of Star Wars,
right,
but if you're just talking about what it's done, like global impact and... you know, how many people enjoy this thing. It probably is Star Wars, I would say, is the best movie series of all time.
I would say Star Wars as well. Some people will tell you that
Lord of the Rings
was the best.
I hate Lord of the Rings.
The best trilogy. I did not care for it. It's just too freaking long.
It's like three hours a movie.
The third movie ends five times. It's like I'm sitting there. So, real quick story. I went and saw Lord of the Rings one time, and this was like the second time I'd seen it. So I left at the end and went and watched Slumdog Millionaire. I left my wife and nephew there, so I went and watched Slumdog Millionaire by myself.
I can't stand Lord of the Rings. This is one of the worst movie series of all time.
Oh, we got a lot to get into on that.
96.1 Hank FM, WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM.